Om Shanti. 29th January 2019. Today's blessing is, may you be a special actor who experiences the combined form by constantly keeping the company of the Lord. When children say Baba from their hearts, then Dilaram, the comforter of hearts, becomes present. And this is why it is said that the Lord is present. Hazur, Hazir. Special souls are anyway combined. People say, wherever I look, I see only you. And you children say, whatever we do, wherever we go, the Father is with us. He is called Karan Karavanhar, the one who does and inspires others to do so. And so Karanhar, one who does, and Karavanhar, one who inspires, are combined. Those who play their parts with this awareness become special actors. So today's blessing is, may you be a special actor who experiences the combined form by constantly keeping the company of the Lord. So Baba is saying, whenever children say Baba from their hearts, and then the comforter of the heart becomes present. And that's why they say in the path of devotion, Huzur Hazir, the Lord is present. So how do we say this? It depends. Is it coming from the heart or it is coming from the brain? It is coming from the depth or it is coming from the surface? It is coming out of pure love or it is coming out of some selfish vested interest? How do we say the word Baba? It is coming out just as routine or a part of habit, or it is coming out of internal deep yearning? How we call him, how we talk with him, how we refer to him. So Baba says, if you just say it without any feelings in it, probably the magic will not work. The divine magic works when the word Baba comes out from the very depth of heart. It comes from the heart of hearts. So, what they practice or do in the path of bhakti is the reflection of what we experience here. They say that the Lord is present. It's because that the here the Lord has become present. But how do we call the Lord? In Bible, it is written somewhere, and Jesus says to his disciples and to the entire public, not everyone who cometh and saith, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who just comes and says, Lord, 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 O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, he is not going to come. When you do the will of my Father, so along with this saying, internally there are deep dharanas. Internally you are following Srimad as closely as possible. So when the word Baba is emerging out from the mouth, this is a very mouthful word, So when such a word is coming out from the mouth, the life has to be a life of discipline or Srimat. Then only the Lord will become present. Otherwise, people keep on shouting and saying and invoking Baba and he doesn't come. So probably in one Murli Baba had said, if children ask Baba some question and Baba will not answer, this can never happen. If children ask, Father has to answer. If children call, Father has to come. If he is not answering and if he is not coming, probably the line of the intellect is not clear. So, making this line clear, making this connection strong, to make this life go on Srimad as much as possible, and when you call out, when you say Baba, immediately he becomes present. And then Baba is saying, so this is one word, Baba. And then second is combined. Baba is saying, anyway, special souls are always combined. In the path of bhakti, they say that God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Wherever I look, wherever I see, he is there. And here, in the path of jnana, Baba says, what we say, whatever we do, wherever we go, he is with us. So this feeling of what is known as togetherness, this feeling of what is known as intimacy, this feeling of being with him always in his company, companion and company, this is very unique in this knowledge, that wherever I go, I feel he is with me. Wherever I am, his canopy is upon me. Wherever I am, he is looking after me. He is the caretaker, he is the guide, he is the coach, he is the supreme divine providence who provides for me all the time. So wherever I look and wherever I go, wherever, whatever I do, he is ever with me. So one has to intensify this feeling that Baba is with me all the time. No matter where I am, he is ever with me. He has never deserted me. The world will leave you in the lurch, but God will never. But to remember him that way, that he is ever with me, wherever I go, even the small tasks of the day, one must feel his presence, that I am doing all this with him. I am doing all this for him. I am doing all this because of him. I am doing all this in him. So my all being is in him. We live, we move, and have our being in him. So he is pervading everywhere. So this remembrance makes one very strong. In Sunday's Murli also Baba had said, signs of powerful souls. What were they? Signs of powerful souls. What are the signs of powerful souls? The third category of powerful souls. The first are those who just repeat, who know, who think, who churn. The second are those who say, who narrate, who relate. The third are those who are the embodiment of power. Third are those who are combined all the time. Third are those who canopy of Srimati is upon them. Third are those who are always singing the praises of the Lord, who are always singing the praises of their fortune. And they have the key of determination, and that makes them the master of the treasure of success. And then, what are the signs of success? Powerful souls? From Sunday's Murli? They are swinging in the swing of all the attainments all the time. If any one of them is this signs are present, it means the person is powerful. If you are swinging in the swing, you are powerful. If you are singing the song of fortune, you are powerful. If you are combined with him, you are powerful. If you have the key of determination, you are powerful. What else? They will have the intoxication that nothing of this world can attract us. Spiritual intoxication, Ruhani Nasha, that nothing of this world attracts me. Then, what else? Whatever they do mentally or whatever they think, that is put to use. It is utilized in worthwhile manner, and this is also a success. And then they have the experience of self-transformation leading to world transformation. And this experience of self-transformation to world transformation makes them again a recipient of success. What else? They don't have any questions. What to do, how to do, whom to ask, how to go about this, because probably they have received all the answers from one father. So they get rid of all the questions. So you know, these are the signs of powerful souls. If one has to become powerful, one must practice each one of these points, which Baba told in Sunday Smoothly. So, going beyond questions, practicing self-transformation and utilizing everything, our words, our speech, our action, everything should be for seva. Swinging in the swing, having spiritual intoxication, remaining combined, being the embodiment of almighty authority. So these are all the signs of powerful souls. So in today's Vardhan, Baba is saying, first thing, say Baba, from your heart. It should come from the very depth of the soul. Not just the tongue, not just the mouth, not just the surface, but within. And second, stay combined. Increase this experience of staying combined with him. I am with him, I am with him, he is with me. Wherever I go, his subtle presence is enveloping me. I am cocooned. As if, you know cocoon? So he is the spiritual cocoon. He is protecting me, insulating me. Spiritual encapsulation. And then Baba is saying a very beautiful thing here. He is called Karan Karavan Har. Karan Karavan Har. What does this word mean? It's a very beautiful word. Karan Karavan Har means there is somebody who is doing through other. This word comes from Sikh literature. Karan Karavan Har. You won't find this word in any other scripture or any other literature in the world. So this is a very beautiful word. Karan Karavan Har. Karan Karavan Har means there is one person here and there is another person here. So this person is doing through him. This is known as Karan Karavan Har. So this person who is doing is known as Karavan Har, and the person who is doing is Karan Har. So who is the Karan Karavan Har in Brahmin life? So there are five types of Karan Karavan Har. Who are they? The first is Baba himself. It is he who does everything. And souls are Karanhar. He is making us do things. So for the souls who are on Srimat, for the souls who are very closely connected with him, for the souls who are true Brahmins, who are working with that feeling of being an instrument, being a channel, for them, Baba is Karan Karavanar. He is the one who is doing everything. And they are not doing everything. They have that feeling of non-doer, akarta. Because he is making, it's a stage of total surrender. When Baba himself is Karan Karavanar, he alone is making me do this. I don't do anything on my own accord. He is the one who makes me do everything. So for the soul who are very much in close connection, in close relationship with Baba, for them, Baba is Karan Karavanhar. Now, this is first. Second category, soul itself is Karan Karavanhar. How come? This is also a very good stage. Soul is Karan Karavanhar and senses, Indriya, they are Karanhar. You are the master of this body. You are the self-sovereign. You are the master, self-controller. You are the charioteer. And the body is chariot. And the senses are the horses. So you are controlling the horses. The rein is in your hand. So soul himself is a Karan Karavanhar. Baba is Karan Karavanhar. Soul also is Karan Karavanhar. When I walk as a self-master, all the senses are in my control. I know what to see and what not to see. I control what I have to hear and what I am not to hear. I control where I have to go and where I am not to go. I control what I have to do and what I am not to do. What I have to write and what I am not to write. What to type and what not to type. What to send and what not to send. Now it's an age of digital communication where people are so much interested in sending something or other to somebody. These hands, they are very, very agile, chanchal. They have the itching to send something or other to other body. What do they send? What we keep on sending? First, our own photo. We are so much interested in sending our own photo to somebody. We have visited some site. We have gone to some place for excursion and picnic. So we want to take our photo and we want to send to those whom we know, so that they can comment something for us. That you are looking good and you had a good time and you are enjoying so much. So we have that desire that we want to send our own photo to somebody so that they can send some of their comments on us. One. Second, we want to send others' photo to others. Somebody else's photo to somebody else. Third, we want to send some message, some videos, some jokes, some thought for the day, which we have not understood ourselves. And we expect others to understand and go into the depth of it. And some joke which made us laugh and we want to do. And we want others also to laugh on it. But more important than that is, I have sent this is more important than what the joke is. I am the sender. So this maya of sending is very prevalent nowadays. Why you want to send anything, first of all? What is the good in sending anything? It's a sign of introversion or extroversion? It's a sign of exhibition, personality. A person who is trying to exhibit something, or a person who is trying to remain introvert. What is the need of sending anything to anybody? Why you want to send any photo? Why you want to send any joke? Why you want to send anything? These are all temporary happiness that binds you to souls. Soul has to remain free. Free means there is no need of sending anything to anybody. Unless and until it is something very much important, something related to seva, then only. Otherwise no need. That itself is a trap. It's a great trap. And then there is a photo and then you name every photo. Now we are here. Now we are there. Now we were doing this. There's no need. So we were saying Karan Karavanhar. So the first Karan Karavanhar is Baba. The second Karan Karavanhar is soul. When the soul is the controller. There are two words in Hindi. One is Swatantra and another is Swachhand. Swatantra means independent. Swachhand means the one who is being controlled by desires. He is not the controller, but it feels as if he is the controller. He is Swachhand. There's another word in Hindi, Manchala. Manchala is who is being driven by his desires. He is not the controller of himself. So to become independent, to become free, to attain that liberty or liberation, here and now, one has to get rid of all the sensual clingings, attractions, and all the maya of this sending business, sending things here and there, unnecessary wasting our own time and times of those whom we are sending, because we want them to download the things which we have sent. And if they don't get back to us, we feel bad. You must tell us it was good or not. Who is the third Karankaravanhar? Drama. Drama is the Karankaravanhar. Actually, drama is the real Karankaravanhar. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said Ishwar. Ishwar himself is under the control of drama. God himself is being goaded, driven by drama. So, actually the real Karankaravanhar is drama is making us do, because drama is repeating. So there is a repetition of the drama. So in one way we can say that it is a drama which is making us do things. Who is the fourth Karankaravanhar? This is for the souls who are weak. This is for the souls who don't have the power to follow Srimad. Maya is the Karankaravanhar for them. They are being driven by Maya. Maya is making them do. They are not doing anything. It's not their fault at all. They are under influence. Parvash, what they can do? It's a Maya makes them go here, go there. Maya is making them act in a particular manner. It's not, they don't want. But Maya is making them do. Maya is the Karankaravanhar. And they are the Karanhar, just instruments, dolls, playthings of Maya. So Maya is also Karankaravanhar. Now which is the fifth Karankaravanhar? Which boss? No, that is humans only. Karankaravanhar. Fortune. Bhagya. We say that everybody will get as per his or her fortune. So in fact, in one way, it's a fortune which is the Karankaravanhar. Because everybody, no matter what you are going to do, it is as per your fortune you are going to get. As per your destiny, fortune, fate, whatever you call it. Whether you believe or not, but it is as per the fortune. So it's in fact the fortune which is making you do things. So fortune is the real Karankaravanhar. Any other Karankaravanhar other than these five? You can churn. Who is making us? Sometimes the old sanskars are the Karankaravanhar. Sixth is old sanskars. They make you do. They are automatic. In today's Murli also Baba has used the word automatic. Where? Punishments. Baba doesn't sit and give you any punishment. Your punishments are given automatically in this drama. Punishments are meted out automatically. You don't have, Baba doesn't do any, give any punishment. He doesn't pronounce any imprisonment to anybody. They are being given on their own. So, previous sanskars are also Karankaravanhar. They make you do things. Previous sanskar include habit. Habits or deep-rooted sanskars. Anything else? Anything else? Which is the Karankaravanhar? Okay. So, you can churn more on them. So, keywords from today's blessing is Baba. One, whenever you say Baba, that should come out from heart. Feel him deeply. You must feel him. in today's Murli, Sakar Murli Baba has used the word feel. Where? At one place Baba has used the word, English word feel in today's Sakar Murli. Find out. Now you feel that your battery is getting charged. What you feel now? Your battery is getting discharged. Otherwise your battery has finished. Khalas. That is for lust. Your intellect is finished. But your battery is finished. Now you feel. Baba has kept the word feel. English word. Now you feel that your battery is getting charged. So remember these 3 points from today's slogan. First, whenever you want to say Baba, it should come out from heart. One. Second, stay combined with Him. Then wherever you go, just as those people on the path of bhakti, they say they see God everywhere. You must feel that He is everywhere. And the third thing is, Karan Karavanhar is Father Himself. So there are 6 type of Karan Karavanhar. First Baba, then soul. Third, drama is Karan Karavanhar. Fourth, Maya herself is Karan Karavanhar. Sixth, your old sanskars. Habits, sanskars, they are same. So sixth is habits, these are also Karan Karavanhar. They make you do things. And fortune, destiny, fortune, bhagya. That also is a Karan Karavanhar. Om Shanti.